Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
Well, we're talking about the gift of hospitality and being His effective witness. And if you have come to the place where you have confessed your sin, you have accepted what He did on Calvary. When He bowed His head and said, "It is finished," He meant that He had paid the price for your sin. There's nothing you can do that's going to add to. You can't take away from it. The price has been paid in full. He shed His blood for you and for me. And when I confess Him as my Savior, I accept His gift of eternal life. He comes into my life and dwells in me, dwells in you, for the purpose of us being His effective witness. Now, the body is made up of all kinds of parts. We're not all the same part, but God wants every part to be His effective witness. Not everybody has the gift of teaching. Not everybody's called to be a pastor. Not everybody has the gift of evangelism. But all of us are called by God to be His effective witness. And the definition I love is from Dr. Bill Bright, founder of Campus Crusade for Christ. Taking the initiative to present the claims of Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit and leaving the results to God. That's what God wants to do in and through me. He wants to use me to be His effective witness. To have somebody in your home, take the initiative to present the claims of Christ. And in casual conversation, just let them know that Jesus is Lord of this place. That's why you ought to have some plaques on the wall and your Bible open or whatever as a testimony. Jesus is important in this house. And you leave the results to Him. But say, "Lord, I'm available to be used by You to declare Your glory in this home." God bless you. Open your door and invite somebody in.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.